Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Jerry Silberman back on the show. Jerry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, coming up on more than 8 years he's been hanging out with us. The CEO and the founder of Corporate Turnaround. He's one of the guys, when small businesses get upside down with their creditors and with their financial situation, he comes in and on his white horse and saves the day. And he's our good friend Jerry Silberman. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. You've seen my white horse.
I have seen it, yes. It's beautiful. And your cape. I've seen your cape, too.
You say, well, that is my last name, Jerry Superman.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy.
No ego here, ladies and gentlemen. No hyperbole on this show. Hey, Jerry, what you got for our folks today?
Well, we're going to talk about resolutions since it's almost New Year's.
Yeah.
And pretty much the number one resolution that people have is losing weight. And it's also, at the same time, the most failed resolution. And why? Well, there's several reasons. First, we don't have a solid, proven, and effective plan to lose weight. And
it's also because I like food.
Well, I didn't have that on my list, but I'll put that in there.
Write that down.
Listen, I'm number one on this list because I'm closing in on 300 pounds. Most of you can't say that. But anyway.
Well, he didn't tell you, folks, is he's 7 feet tall.
Well, you know, that's a different story. But anyway. Is this a comedy show? I don't know.
Yeah.
After 8 years.
I write my own material, Jerry.
So secondly, and here's the big reason why people don't lose weight, is we lack the discipline. So what does all this have to do with small businesses? Everything. Because year after year, small business owners vow to do something about their debt problems, but they don't. They hope to get out of debt, but hope is not a solid, proven, and effective plan. And just like being on a diet, getting out of debt takes tremendous discipline. You have to know when to say no to your creditors.
Painful discipline.
It is. You don't know. You know, especially a creditor comes to you, and let's say you get to the point where you're negotiating your own debt, and a creditor comes to you and says, okay, you know, you've been with me a long time. I'll settle with you right now for 50 cents on the dollar. And you think you're the greatest negotiator in the world.
Right.
But in reality, 50 cents on the dollar, as much as it's saving, it may not be good to your cash flow.
Right.
The reason it may not be a good settlement, it may be too much for your cash flow, for your plan. Mm-hmm. So you need to develop a plan. So I would say the best way to keep your resolution of getting out of debt for the year is to put it in the hands of experts like myself, like my company. And the way we do it, what makes it a little different is, A, we have the discipline. We're not you. We're not tied up emotionally. That's the first thing. But I have a cute
It's like an intervention in a way, isn't it? Because isn't breaking this cycle of dysfunctional financial practices, it's not unlike breaking a habit of an addiction, isn't it?
Well, it is in the fact that you're going to stop doing the things that you already have. What was that? What is the Einstein quote? If you always do the same thing over and over again,
right,
it's madness or
right.
something
it's
like insane. That.
Yeah. Well, you know, I read an article one time by a guy who'd been hooked on cocaine. He built a fortune, got hooked on cocaine, and lost it because of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Then he kicked the cocaine habit. The drug, he kicked the drug habit, but he couldn't, at the time he wrote the article, he still hadn't kicked the snorting habit. He still couldn't stop snorting something. He was snorting something inert, but he didn't have to have cocaine anymore. So you see what I mean? Some things the physical thing, there's just something about human nature that has a problem with discipline, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly why I'm saying if you can take the problem and put it in the hands of someone else that knows how to do it, that can do it for you. If I could have someone else lose weight for me, that'd be the greatest thing in the world. But it doesn't work that way. But with debt, you can do that. You can turn your addiction of spending money, of a cash flow problem, you can turn that over to experts. And let me tell you how we do it. It's a very cute thing, but I call it waiting. Now, I have to define that. Okay, so the first, they're all three different words. They just sound alike. The first waiting is looking at the negotiating leverage of each creditor. So we gave you an example of 50 cents on the dollar settlement with one creditor, but let's say that creditor posed no threat to your business whatsoever. Well, I don't know that I'd offer them 50 cents on the dollar lump sum. That may be too generous for them because you may be getting sued from another creditor who's a vital supplier of yours, and that's a much, much higher priority, much more serious. So before throwing money away just because you're saving a few bucks, but you're going to still lose your business because you have much more important things to settle first. So that's what I mean by waiting.
What you're talking about is the same thing as when startups give too much of their equity away for the first round of financing, and then they don't have anything when the next rounds come up.
Right. And that had started common, obviously. Yep. There's different tiers of financing. Some people are smart enough to plan ahead on that. Again, planning ahead, it's discipline. Mm-hmm. It's looking into the future. That's what we are able to do, where if you're negotiating on your own, you're in oblivion. You don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You don't know what the future looks like. But when you do this thousands and thousands and thousands of times, you kind of know what to expect for the most part. And in any case, you still have a plan. The second definition of waiting is dipping a toe in. Like if you're starting to negotiate with your creditors, you don't go for the settlement that you want in the end. So if I want to settle for, let's say, 50 cents on the dollar over time, over 2 years, let's say, which is much different than 50% lump sum, you're just waiting. You dip a toe in, so you don't make the offer that you want first. You make an offer that's much more frugal. I'll offer 50% over 4 years if I want to settle for 50% over 2 years. You see what I'm saying? So that's that kind of waiting.
And if you're desperate, which you probably are by this time, you really are unarmed. You're not properly armed to do this kind of negotiating, folks. And this is where you need some help. CorporateTurnaround.com is the website. Jerry Silverman and I will be right back with more advice on how to get yourself out of trouble. How about how to not get into trouble? How about that?
That would be great.
Stand by.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.